You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Joining me now is Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Naledi Pandor. Minister Pandor, good morning. Thank you so much for making time for us on 702, despite it being a very busy week. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and good morning. Morning to all the listeners of 702 as well.
Minister, is there any reason why our ambassador to the Netherlands should keep his job?
Well, I don't know. I'm not the employer, remember. The president is the employer. It is my intention to discuss the evidence he gave to the Zondo Commission and to look at whether there's any action we should take against him. So allow me that opportunity to speak to the president, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Can we talk about the principles at least? I would have thought that when we talk about diplomats that we send out into the world to represent the best of the country, that they would have to be honest men and women, including men and women who presumably do not, by their own admission, lie and put the national security potentially under risk in the process. I mean, what are the kinds of values and principles that you look for when you judge someone to be fit to be an ambassador or some other diplomatic post for that matter?
Remember that Ambassador Kolwane is in the last six months of his term, and he was not appointed by me or by President Ramaphosa.
I'm well aware of the facts. Of course he wasn't appointed by you. I'm asking your opinion because you are now the political head, for better or worse, and as awkward as it is, you need to give me a view of what the values are that South Africans listening to you and me, Minister, with all due respect, can expect in an ambassador anywhere in the world, whether it be to Timbuktu or to the Netherlands.
I think it should be a fit and proper person, and they must exhibit, you know, very high levels of integrity, because they are a representative of our president and our country. So the people we select must represent the best, I think, of South Africa. That's my view. And that is what should inform any ambassador appointments that should be made in our term.
When you heard of what had happened in front of the Zondo Commission, what came up for you hearing this from one of the ambassadors who now is an ambassador that is serving while you have become minister in this particular portfolio?
I thought that the confession made was quite shocking. I also, had the thought that it would be good if we developed in South Africa the practice of when we have erred in that way that has brought our country into disrepute and ourselves as individuals, that we actually stand up and say, I think I should step aside.
We don't have a culture of people falling on their unethical swords, which is why it's so important for there to be decisive behavior from the employer or the line manager. For example, it's unsurprising that this man had, in my opinion, not fallen on his sword. And so in the absence of that culture, surely it is then critically important that decisive, speedy action be taken by the person that has the ability to recall him permanently.
Well, this is certainly something that I think I must discuss with President Ramaphosa. Again, I repeat, the president remains the person constitutionally charged with the duty of appointing. And it is my intention, given that evidence and the matters that were admitted, that we should have this discussion. And I don't proceed to the president because of a light manner. I proceed because I'm concerned. And I think that's where I want to leave it for now.
Minister, you can leave it there, but I'm going to persist as a journalist to ask you what I must ask you. Have you thus far spoken to the president? If you are concerned and you know that you would not willy-nilly talk to him about something that is his exclusive constitutional prerogative, but in this case, if you are as concerned as you say that you are, and I take you at face value, I know that you have integrity, have you yet had that conversation? When will it happen?
I haven't as yet, but I've indicated to him I want to discuss the evidence that was presented before the Zondo Commission. But I've not sat down with him. when I do so, and if there's anything to report, I will do so, and you'll be aware of that.
Will you make a recommendation to him on the matter?
No, I'll just tell him what I think. You know, you said, yes, sir, you're going to try and make the interview about Bruce Colwane when you'd actually asked me to come and speak about my budget vote. That's what we understood. And I don't have, at the moment, a decision as to what should be done. But I do believe the matter is serious enough for me to go and approach the president and say to him, what do you think of this? Should we not consider particular actions? That's where I'm going to leave it for now.
I want to, before I let you go, because you know you and I have a good professional relationship, I want to make something very clear, and we can deal with it off-air, Minister. I did not request to speak to you about the budget, and that was not the conversation between...
That's what we were told.
No, hold on, because you weren't party to the conversation between my executive producer and your comms team. I would never doorstop you, because that would be unethical journalism.
Well, unfortunately, that's what they told me. I've got the message on my phone that 702 wishes to have a discussion following my budget speech yesterday.
I'm going to investigate in there, but I don't want to get sidetracked, because we can talk about the budget, but we're going to leave it here for today. Just a final question. Even if I'd invited you, I think South Africans deserve to know firmly what you think on this particular matter. And yes, you can speak in turn to your own political boss, who is the president of the country, but we have a public interest to ask you the obvious question of the week.
What is the question? Because I thought I had answered it.
The question is whether you agree with me that our ambassador to the Netherlands is not fit to be a diplomat. I mean, what is your personal view?
I think we should reconsider his appointment. And that is what I want to discuss with the president.
Thank you, Minister. And sorry that we had cross purposes about the purpose of this discussion, but thank you for your frankness.
Thank you very much.